hurt in that attack. Wall Street, the Dow is down 93 points. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Can't rule out a stray, random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s, and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The former CEO to Help South, Richard Scrushy, is back in the news. Scrushy is currently serving time in prison for bribery charges that also involved the former governor of Alabama, Don Siegelman. Attorneys were back in court recently accusing Scrushy of hiding millions of dollars from their knowledge so he would not have to pay restitution in a civil case. The attorneys told the judge that Scrushy is writing checks in the name of another inmate and is able to conduct business through the use of this inmate, along with family and friends. Judge responded to the attorneys by placing a preliminary injunction that stops all transfers from happening with certain accounts that were named in this case. Scrushy is also ordered to turn over records related to this bank account that he's been using. Scrushy says he's not doing anything wrong. He's unemployed and has no assets. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Membership start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Vandals did a number on a park in the town of Taylor, Alabama. The public bathrooms at the Taylor Park were gutted of its sinks and toilets. City leaders say there is a surveillance video in the area, but have not confirmed whether or not the vandal suspects were caught on tape during the crime. A judge orders a mental evaluation for the man from Section who recently killed his father. 48-year-old Byron Shavers was arrested on Mother's Day for the murder of 74-year-old Joe Shavers Jr. Police say that they have been called to that home in the past for at least 10 different disturbances. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Fox Wednesday, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Taste of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back in, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819news.com. Don't forget to go to 1819news.com. You can find all the things that are going on in the state of Alabama. Support them. Become a part of the team. If you support them, you support us. There's no better place to get your news and figure out what's going on here in Alabama. And I'm just saying, look, I know we all think Republicans are in charge in Alabama. It's all good. It's not all good. They're not doing the things that we would expect from Republicans in a very, very red state. So we've got to keep after it because, look, as the world continues to spin out of control, we need to be doing our best to get Alabama right, so that the safe haven in the world is here. I get it. I want to buy an island, but I don't have money. They won't let me do like the Federal Reserve. I can't just make up that I have a bunch of money. And I would love to have got all these theories about, well, let's just buy a big portion, you know, a few thousand acres in Africa somewhere, and then we'll move and we'll start a colony and we'll be protected from all this globalism stuff. I don't think that's going to work. We just need to protect ourselves in Alabama and be the Spartans. And when the globalists come, they find out, you know, it's just let the Alabamians do their thing because it's just really not worth it because the butt-whipping we keep taking every time we go try to do something to the Alabamians. And for some reason, we are still brainwashed into thinking we need to just say, yes, sir, and do whatever they tell us. That is not a good plan. So with all that said, go check out 1819news.com. Support them, which supports us, and we'll move forward. But you were asking me about crocodiles?
Listen, gentlemen, I don't know what you would do if this were you, all right?
Okay, let me imagine.
Okay,
I'm thinking.
Just imagine.
Yeah. And,
and after this, then I have one more story about another person who's in our age group that's okay. Doing something, and he is from Alabama.
Is this the old people hour?
Well, it's the old people hour.
Oh, no.
Okay, look, we are not in the pasture prime hour. We're just right. In the older, right. Wiser people hour.
I'm basically in, you know when you rev an engine too long and the RPMs are way up, the tach's way up on it, Sky?
Sure.
I'm not past my prime. I'm revved up really high, and in a few years, yeah, it's going to like swing a rod or whatever. But
I never worried about the future until
never worried about
6 years ago, and then it became concerning.
And then here we are.
Now I'm really concerned.
Don't you walk around now and you're like, wow, so many things make sense. Like you say things, you know, those hilarious commercials. You're like, wow, I am turning into my parents.
Right. The one where it says you're turning,
my
yes.
Gosh.
Yes.
Life must be lived forwards, but it can only be understood backwards. So I got all that going for me to look back
right.
On that
right.
Perspective.
I am the guy on that commercial, though, where they're like, you're pulling up to the ball game. You know, if we park farther away, we'll be able to leave. When we leave early, we can, I'm not even worried about the game anymore. I want to know how can
it's,
I leave
it's come
early
to that, hasn't
and beat the
it?
Traffic out.
That's
that,
right.
That is me.
Do you guys wash your trash cans? Do you make sure that they're clean?
If they have a bunch of goo on them,
occasionally.
Now, here's something I know you both must do. When you're on the elevator, do you talk to people? Do you randomly just strike up a conversation? Because you're friendly guys. Or no? Do your kids look at you like...
I do. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Sky,
say something.
Do you talk to people on the elevators?
Occasionally,
Uh-huh.
I talk to people at the laboratory or at the sinks.
Sure.
In the bathroom.
Oh.
But you don't talk to them... At the wall.
Okay.
No, you don't do that. That's a no-no. I don't really know why.
No, that's
but you don't.
Foreboding.
You don't do that.
That's off-limits.
That's part of the bro code.
Well,
right.
Girls talk the whole time.
Really?
Just in case.
Y'all can't even see each other. Don't y'all have like balls and stuff?
But see, that's
you're
the safety
just
of a... Well, you guys, that's the safety of a fence, though. If your house has a fence, but you're sitting on your porch and somebody goes by, you're more likely to speak to them because there's an invisible barrier.
Oh, okay.
It's a mental
situation. So y'all have barriers. So you can talk to the person you don't see.
We have barriers.
We have barriers now, too.
You don't.
We do.
You do not have barriers.
We have little walls. There's little walls between the urinals.
When a bathroom was being cleaned, there was nobody in there. And I was like, wow, I would hate that.
Really?
But anyway, back to the old people, older, wiser hour. Okay?
So what's happening? I've got my eyes closed, and there's a crocodile.
There's a crocodile. So where are we?
And we're in Australia.
Okay.
Or Africa.
A snorkeler survives a crocodile attack by prying jaws off of his head. Now, the reason we're doing this in old people hour is because he's 51 years old. 51, okay? He was not ready to go see Jesus and have his seat warmed up at the wedding supper of the Lamb. No. An Australian man was able to escape multiple attacks from a freaking saltwater crocodile, including having to pry the animal's jaws open
out
of his grip.
It must not have been a giant saltwater crocodile.
Now I know why my husband never snorkels. Mm-hmm. When he was attacked by the crocodile on Saturday, he found his head inside the dangerous animal. I released it.
How do you reach up there like that? I'm imagining this guy. He's reaching up there.
That's exactly what he did. He levered the jaws open.
It cannot be a giant one because I have watched the National Geographic shows. They will take down a wildebeest.
That's pure adrenaline.
He's a little 5 foot tall one.
That's
fight or flight adrenaline by a cracky.
You think it is?
Oh, yeah.
But don't you think the wildebeest has fight or flight adrenaline? He can't get away from a giant saltwater croc, and we're going to reach over our heads and pry his jaws open?
Who's number one on the food chain? We're number one.
Crocodiles.
No.
And lions.
Listen, no, that Australian
we're only
dude.
At the top of the food chain when we have our weapons with us. Other than that, we're like
that
the wimpiest
awesome.
Thing. That's what the lions are saying. They're sitting over there. That's the sidekicks. What are the lions' names? Nala and Simba, and they're just sitting over there going, hey, there's one of those human things. Does he have a stick with him? No, he doesn't have a stick. Has he got one of those metal-looking things, you know, assault weapons? Does he have one of those? No.
Attack.
So they don't have any of those things? No. Okay, it's lunchtime, baby, because there's nothing we're going to do about it.
Yeah, we're just a giant rabbit under those conditions.
A giant slow rabbit.
Very
run
slow
as fast
rabbit.
As I can, and the lion's going, hey, you see this? This is dumb. You're just digging as hard as you can. He's just trotting, and then he eats you.
Have you seen lions up close?
At the zoo.
Animal kingdom or the zoo. Never up close.
I just find them to
They're
be.
Not as cuddly as they...
They're not. I wish they were, but they're not.
And when they start looking angry, they're like...
And that little kitten you have at home is very much a killing machine.
Yes.
They're real cute and everything, but they have all the tools.
They do have
And lions in real life are... ginormous.
Yeah.
Well, what about those people the South that perhaps adopt little kittens that they find rummaging around outside and it turns into be like a bobcat?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen any of those stories yet for the summer, but they're coming.
They'll be one.
Look, mommy,
but at least
kitten.
They're not, like a mountain lion.
Look. All right, now look, I'm going to completely pivot because this I also need to do in the power hour. That's what we're going to call this, the power hour. But really, just a power a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, this is not about a crocodile, but this is about somebody else who's in our age group who's doing some nefarious things, and he is from Alabama. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is from the category of, are you surprised?
I'm thinking the answer is going to be no.
Richard Scrushy is accused of hiding money to avoid paying damages related to health scandal.
No, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised.
Okay. No. Are you surprised that he's using the name Eddie Brisket to write checks? First of all, could somebody check the criminal records, please? Is Eddie Brisket just a name that they made up, or is this actually a prisoner's name?
Is that his porn star alias or something?
Eddie Brisket.
Because
Brisket was more the high dollar barbecue. And that's why Richard went with that, because he didn't want just the Eddie pork belly. That's the low-down normal guy. This is a billionaire's barbecue, Eddie Brisket.
Listen.
Class. You can't hide class, you know? You just can't, man.
Look, this is from our news. This is from 1819. But you guys, you remember that he still owes. Do you remember how much he owes?
I don't know.
$2.87 billion in damages. Okay. But here's what he's done. Scrushy has written $7.3 million in checks in the name of prisoner Eddie Brisket, who's serving time for multiple convictions, including property theft, burglary, and assault.
No.
Only in Alabama would you hear this line. Scrushy has known Brisket for 20 years through his prison ministry.
Well played. He was investing in that prison ministry. He's like, you know, I'm doing some stuff that might send me here. Let me see if I
make
can kind of make some friends.
It's good to have friends on the inside and the outside. Eddie Brisket.
Richard Scrushy would never, ever do anything as untoward as that, would he? He wouldn't. He would never do it.
Look, he's using his family and friends to conduct business, guys.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah, because I thought he was broke after all that.
But he says he's broke and he hasn't done anything of the sort.
Well, he's broke compared to what he was before.
And what was he before? Because we're never really sure how much money he actually had.
Yeah, that's true. He claimed to be a billionaire, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Like $2 billion billionaire. You want to know what's fun? Is my oldest kids were in class with his kids.
Were they rich?
You should have seen parents' night when parents, before they went to jail, that they all went to our school.
Right.
And it was just like all the families were like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
Really?
A couple of the dads ended up going to the clink because of him. But before that, they wanted
on the train.
I will never forget first grade parent night where he was still around with his button down to his belly button shirt open.
Right.
With another father, and they were just all, hey, how you doing? And all the parents like, oh my goodness, it's all these people.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's just disgusting.
And here he is in prison with his friend Eddie Brisket.
I lost one of the callers.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Call right back, no doubt.
Please call back.
We're coming to you. One of the things about Scrushy, there's only been a couple of people when I was in the legislature, it doesn't matter if you're in the legislature or not, but you know when you meet that person and you're like, hey, somebody says, I want to introduce you to Sky or whoever, and the other person just could care less.
Yes.
You know, like, they don't care if you're alive, dead, whatever. Scrushy was one of those people. I think I've only had two people ever that didn't even pretend that they care. I mean, look, I'm happy to meet whoever, because I just like meeting people and talking to people and that kind of stuff. But you just had that feeling that he could care less. There was nothing I could do for him at the moment, and I didn't matter in the world. And I've only had two people like that ever, and he's one of them.
Who's the other person?
I can't even remember. I just remember telling the story that it's two, and he's the one I remember. There was one before him, and then he was so bad that he has taken the crown.
Well, maybe it was his friend Eddie Brisket.
No, Eddie loved everybody. He was a very giving person. And he said, if I ever needed a check or whatever, let him know, and he would just stroke me one from prison.
Of course. Absolutely. I mean, you know, was it Mike Hubbard? I just need to know. Was it?
Know.
You don't know. Scott,
no,
it wasn't
Mike. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to think on it
Please
during the break.
Please consider it. Really consider it. Yeah.
Try to do that. We have a lot of news, a lot of different things out there as well. There is a piece by Kevin Downey Jr. that I want to go through a little bit on the other side. Sky will like this one.
Huh?
the Democrats' greatest achievement, convincing idiots that tyranny is a virtue.
It's a lot to,
that's deep.
To think about.
Are we ready for that, Sky?
That sounds like a lot of truth to unload there.
He says they know how to play the long game. The far lefties have spent decades demonizing conservatives, Republicans, and white Christians as hateful, racist terrorists, hell-bent on oppressing minorities, and lately guilty of taking down our American democracy, while at the same time assuring their minions they are morally superior to those liberty-embracing folks on the other side.
Sounds straight up so far.
It's fascinating. Yeah. It's one of those things we need to look at to kind of understand where we are. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl.
Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, max fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they've definitely helped increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true.
Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the town of Alfrey, rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Thank you for listening. Don't forget the number, 1-800-289-9228. Before I finish up or continue on this whole question of, you know, the left has done a really good job. Kevin Downey says the Democrats' greatest achievement is convincing idiots that tyranny is a virtue. Mm-hmm. One quick thing. He says many leftists are self-hating cowards who need, no, now listen, look, if you're a leftist, just hear him out, okay? Let me go to this paragraph, and then I'll go to the phones. Many leftists are self-hating cowards who need to feel supreme over a group of people. And those people would be you and I. But what do I know? I'm just a former self-hating coward leftist who used to look down on people like you until a friend, whom I will call a true son of liberty, shook the stupid out of me. That's what Kevin Downey Jr. says. He says, I know who these people are because I was one of them. A self-hating coward who just wants to feel superior, which I think kind of gives credence to some of this, you know, the educated liberal females or the white educated liberal people, mm-hmm. the whelps, mm-hmm. where they've got to be better than.
It explains the social justice warrior quite well.
Yeah,
it does.
Who's just saying, hey, look, I'm so good. I am so much better. I'm for these crazy things. But that's why they always want to do their policies and their ideas are always somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Yankees want to fix racial problems in the South.
Correct.
Where the racial climate is better. But even if it's better, they'll go stir up some stuff so they can fix it. But they're not going to worry about their stuff over there. It's the federal judge who is going to fix your school problems in your area because y'all aren't desegregated enough while they send their kids to the lily white, pasty white private school. It's those kinds of things.
Or when we bus immigrants.
All across the country.
And we drop them off at Kamala Harris's lawn.
And then they're all upset about that.
And they're upset because we don't have a problem.
Right.
And here they are. Let's get them out.
It's the blue dot mayors and the blue dot citizens who are like, oh my gosh, we are being overrun. All the illegal aliens, we cannot help. We cannot deal with this. But they didn't care about the small southern towns being crushed for the last couple of decades. That was fine. Yeah. Those people should have just taken it. And if those people, and remember, when those people in the little towns were like, we can't do this, what did they call them? Racist.
That's right.
You are just racist and you don't care about people and you're a horrible Christian. Terrible. Now that the problem is on their doorstep, oh, it's a national emergency. But that's typical of the liberal Marxist type, the people who are self-loathing and they spend all kinds of time going, you know, this makes me feel better.
Yes,
I don't want to fix the problem. I want to talk about
of everyone's sins except their own.
Yes, exactly right. Let's go out to Dana Doodle. Dana, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you without Allison?
We're making it.
Okay.
We're struggling through. We need the devil's advocate here. But
well,
I
told AB Beth I'm happy to come be the substitute co-host.
We might need it. We're going to have to do the whole week without her this week.
She'll be back Friday.
Well, I'm in town for the week because my father died yesterday, so I'm in town for the whole week.
So we'll keep that in mind, that. Dana. Thank you very much.
So, hubris is our problem. Our the heart is sick and desperately wicked.
And I need another name for problem. Hubris, though, because it's going to be very...
Pride.
Oh, yeah. See, June, I knew June was coming. I just want to make sure that we were clear on that, because I want to use that word instead of hubris.
Yeah, hubris is just our self-glorification pride mess. And we just, that's why everybody wants to be, I don't know how to word it, just the liberals want to, you know, I'm better than you. Every bully is bullied, and they have to make themselves feel better by putting other people down. Mm-hmm. You know that. So that's just all this mess is. It's a heart that's desperately wicked. Wouldn't you think?
I do, and I also question, look, I don't put everybody in all the categories. Remember the movie, The Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes,
but I didn't watch it. I don't.
You didn't partake of that?
No,
for all the movies you watched.
I've
not seen The Revenge of the Nerds.
Didn't do Revenge of the Nerds.
Me either.
But I do think that somehow we've created a situation where... And maybe it's because society has gotten so warped too, but there's just a lot of folks in charge who seem like they're getting back at everybody else. I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. You never appreciated me. You didn't like me. Well, I'm in charge now.
Are you saying the high school losers are running the show?
Well, it seems kind of like that, and they're bitter. And there's some bitter, and they're bitter about it, and it's like they're just lashing out.
The oddballs, the weirdos.
No. I just don't know.
The ones in the nosebleeds got the bully pulpit, and we're going to have to live with
and
that.
And I don't understand why they're mad. And then some people are mad at society because they acted the way society told them to act, and then people don't like them, and then they're mad at everybody else for not liking them. Well, it might be because you're a sniveling... weenie and you act like a jerk all the time.
It might be because you don't know Jesus.
Well, there you go. Very good, Dana. Very good.
Look at everything through the spiritual lens. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's right.
Love y'all.
It makes
great
more sense.
Show. Love you.
Thank you, Dana.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you. Great call. She would be good if we get her in.
She's pretty awesome. I've known her a long time.
Well, maybe she'll just keep calling and that will keep us going
because
for the
she'll
next
just,
2 or 3 days.
You know, like, tee it off. But it's right. I mean, it is through a spiritual lens.
I know,
because when you
but
make
it's
it
so
through
much
that
easier
grid,
for me to be mad at the people.
Well, we can be mad at the people, but don't sin.
Right.
That's hard to do, to be angry
it is,
and
it,
not
there's
sin.
There's that little fine line where, these, you know, the battle's not against flesh and blood, but the powers and the principalities and all that kind of stuff. And I get it.
Right.
But the person's still a knucklehead. They're driving me crazy. And I know they're blinded, but it drives me crazy because they do have the power. And they're like going to exercise it to the nth degree on us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's annoying. Let's go out to Joe. Well, I have a minute, but Joe might be quick. Joe, welcome to the program.
You know that John Downey, was it John or Robert Downey?
Hold on, I'll tell you. It is
Kevin
Robert.
Downey Jr.
Kevin Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Kevin Downey. I don't think he's in that whole Iron Man thing.
Oh, well, anyway, the one that reformed from being, you know, the one that gave the definition of Democrat.
Yes, that's Kevin Downey Jr.
He's right. Robert Downey. Okay, but anyway, he's got it right, and I'm glad he reformed.
Yes, sir.
What I'm really curious about is, what did his freedom-loving friend tell him for him to get out of that mess and reform?
He should share that. Yes.
I agree.
What are those magic words?
I'm going to search for that during the break. Joe, thanks, buddy. Yes, sir. Great call. Good question. Probably won't find it, but I'll look for it. We'll be back.
Hurrying by when you're in love. My, how they fly by, moon days. All of them gone. Nothing but blue skies.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health. where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Can't rule out a stray, random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s, and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. I do not know why it is after a weekend, and especially after a long weekend, get sort of philosophical. But I ran across this piece by Kevin Downey, and it is just, it's too good to avoid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. It's fine.
Well, I got my coffee.
I like this one. I like this sound. This one's the one Sky doesn't like. Listen, it's special effects.
Oh, Sky loves
open the
that.
Pod bay doors.
It's just kind of cool. Is that what
it is?
That's
some
right.
Some kind of outer space thing.
Sky, get your coffee. Scott has his while we discuss the philosophy behind this amazing article.
And just for the record, I don't drink coffee in the studio.
What do you
not
drink?
Not at all? Bourbon.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I keep something over the side with a lid on it, just in case. I once had an accident in the studio. And,
well, you're beside all the real equipment. We're really not.
We're just in a room.
And the mics are elevated, so we just spill it all over ourselves.
Didn't want the powers to be that, you know, hear something and
yeah, they get very upset.
Call on my
leftist
case.
Desperate to feed their cowardice rather than starve it to death and replace it with courage, eat up their phantom supremacy. How do they feed their, you know, their made up supremacy? By swallowing whatever self righteous balderdash their masters throw at them.
So good.
Even if it means slowly stripping away their own freedom. Diehard leftists will trip over themselves in a desperate attempt to out-virtue signal their bullshy friends. And if that means cutting off their noses despite their constitution-loving faces, so be it. Now, listen to this. We all have leftist friends. Now, I will admit, I'm going to confess that I will taunt them into doing some of these things, okay? Just because I find it amusing. Like, when I know they're going to avoid this, I'll be the person in the group going, hey, no, we can't be, no crossing the road here. Can't be being racist. Nope, can't do it. So look, I've confessed. All right, so here's the story. A liberal, and embrace yourself for all the commas, a liberal white gay friend of his was walking in New York City at night. He was heading in the direction of a dangerous-looking black man. His instincts told him to cross the street. But his liberal social conditioning told him that he was being racist. So he continued walking. Because you can't, look, you're going to cross the street to avoid a sketchy-looking person? You can't do that. You might be a racist. Moments later, the man held a gun to his friend's head and demanded his wallet. He chose liberal talking points over centuries of instinct building, and it could have cost him his life. But at least he wasn't racist. Don't you know people like this?
Oh, absolutely.
That they will literally do things that will harm them in the name of being, you know, in the name of virtue signaling. Now listen to this one. When the Stalinites decided a man in a dress is every inch as much of a woman as our mothers, folks on the far left eagerly accepted this balderdash, lest they be deemed transphobic. When and then their masters told them it is noble to have a needy drag queen in a dress shake his taped up
junk member,
that'll do, yeah. At their kids, I can't even say the scientific word. You know, it's just a terrible word.
I don't like it either.
And hateful not to go to it, supposedly well-educated suburban moms fought for space in the front row.
Here is such truth. It is on fire. I mean, you look at Alabama, mm-hmm. and look at the drag queen story hours that are happening.
And
the
who
mother's
is there?
Like, pick me, walk over the front. Ooh! Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. and you're a terrible person if you don't go and support it.
Right.
These mothers who are fighting back in Prattville, we're living with this in Alabama. Right. And horrible people because they fought back.
And
the moms
taking their little children to these shows are the quote-unquote well-educated suburban moms.
Much better than us, Scott. I'm sorry. That was a timeout for the hour of power. Carry on.
Those of us with I sound like Nancy Graham. Those of us with workable brains know evil when we see it, But when the far left declared it is honorable to carve out the breast and or the genitals of a confused 15-year-old, leftists bent the knee and hoped beyond all hope that their little Connor would someday put on his mom's slippers. Next stop, surgery. To the leftists, the only thing better than one of those shameless virtue signaling in this house we believe signs is their 14-year-old son who is now wearing makeup and panties to school. You and I see that as child abuse. It's evil, but the leftist doesn't care. And that's one of the things I've said that has upset people. That there are folks, there are parents who do not love their children as much as they love themselves.
That's very true.
Because they are virtue signaling on the behalf of themselves. I am so good. I saw Jordan Peterson talking about, I think it's one of the ladies, the Disney officers of Disney, who was talking about how much they were going to infuse children's programming with LGBTQ movement stuff, and one of her kids is like transsexual, and it's young kids. One's transsexual and the other one's pansexual or something. It sounds like Harley motorcycles from the past, you know?
Flathead.
Get the trans head, the pan head, and whatever. And he's talking about the statistical odds or chances of that even happening. And then he says, it comes out to like 9 million to 1 or something. And he says, no, the odds are 9 million to 1 that she's a crazy mom.
Munchausen.
Yeah, she's the nutty one, yes. And she's making her children nutty.
And you've seen the recent articles about the mothers who do have borderline personality disorder and their kids are supposedly trans. I'll find that very interesting correlation that they're slowly starting to talk about. But you are right. These parents love themselves more than they love their kids, and they want to appear socially acceptable. And here, look at what we're doing. But I have a question.
Okay.
Here in the middle of this amazing column. How over-sexualized do you have to be? And at what age does it start that you as a parent can say, my one child is trans and my other child is pan? That they're familiar with those terms, and that how you are, instead of who you are, mm-hmm. how you are, mm-hmm. dominates the conversation at home. I don't understand that.
I see what you're saying. You got to be really focused on those things.
Yes.
It's a whole lifestyle.
Yeah, and everything revolves around it. And I've asked that about the whole entire LGBTQ plus XYZ 666 hashtag whatever number we're on. Because really, that entire movement—I don't care who you're attracted to. I don't care what gets you fired up or makes your heart race or whatever. That's not who you are as a person. But that movement and the fact that we have Pride Month and we have all these companies doing all these things are basically saying the only thing that matters, what makes you great, what makes you superior, all you are worth, is which. You know, which stripe on the rainbow you are. Mm-hmm. What is your sexuality? Mm-hmm. They have put that before everything, before your personhood. Your sexuality matters. That's what makes you special. And that's so shallow.
Oh, really and truly. I mean, everything's based on your feelings. Everything.
Yes. And that's what we're celebrating.
It's identity politics.
It really, really is. And I think back all the folks who said all these... You know, the things that work, hey, you have value, you're important as a person. We used to say, hey, look, you know, it's okay. It doesn't matter if you're short, tall, fat, ugly, white, black, green, orange, whatever. You're a person. God made you. You have value. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't, those don't matter as much as...
It's hard to get people riled up and voting over that.
Get you hot and bothered. That's what matters. That's all you are. That is, man... I'll take the old ways. More of this coming up next. We'll be back.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media post that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills.
It just beats all you ever saw. I mean, it beats all I've ever seen. A little bit more of this. After the, this is Kevin Downey Jr.'s stuff, so I don't want to steal it from him, like I made it all up. But, well, here's a great example. Democrats use the moral high road, quote, approach, moral high road, to convince their lemmings that giving up their most basic liberties when it came to COVID was a sign of moral fortitude. and not what it really was. Unprecedented tyranny not seen on American soil since Democrats owned black folks.
Ooh.
Wow.
Cowardly leftists hid in their homes, masked their kids, and stood on dots at the grocery store, thinking they were honorably saving lives, though study after study would prove otherwise. Many leftists lined up to get their kids an untested vaccine for a virus that would kill virtually no healthy children. That's true, right?
100% true.
And here's the weird part of it again. And this is true. We know these people. Let's start again. Many leftists lined up to get their kids an untested vaccine for a virus that would kill virtually no healthy children. A lot of people, even the people who listen to this program, got their kids vaccinated. Okay, I get it. And a lot of people did it out of, they just didn't know. They should have listened to this show earlier. I get it. The doctors were telling them, et cetera. But this is the point he's making. These leftists that went and did it, and then they felt a sense of moral superiority doing it. That's the interesting part. That's the case study, the sociology of it. But they did it all because their masters told them it makes them better than everybody else.
And so they went and posted it all over social media. Look, I got my shot. Mm-hmm. Look at my vaccine.
Because
card.
I love others I more than love. You do.
And then pastors played right along.
Oh, yeah. Well, a bunch of our pastors around the country love the virtue signaling, too.
Oh, of course.
And then we understood how fascism could rise in Europe in the 1930s.
Right. We're even better than they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where we're like, oh, I don't even know.
Turn in your neighbor.
If I had been there, I would have stood against the Nazis.
Sure. But meanwhile, I'm going to turn in my neighbor for not
for getting out of the house and walking their dog while we were on quarantine.
It's that
easy. Literally, we saw it. That's right. It is. I mean, if you've read the Bonhoeffer biography by Eric Metaxas, it is chilling. That's exactly
couldn't happen
what
here.
We did.
Oh yeah.
And thank God for pastors who did tell the truth, because we appreciate you to this day. I was listening to a pastor this weekend at an online sermon. It was amazing. So thank God for those who are telling the truth. But I mean, you did. You saw how quickly fascism just set on fire. There you go.
And it was gone. I mean, it just took off. And if you can't trust your church, I get it. But when God says don't forsake the gathering together, and we immediately right off the bat, because I don't think we were all afraid of dying, and maybe for those 2 weeks or whatever, you got to find out if it's the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. All right, that's fair. I get it. But it is my belief that most churches did not meet because they wanted to go with the herd. They wanted to be with the, hey, look, we care about other people. We really do. We don't want you to come to our church and get the COVID and die. When they didn't really think you were going to get the COVID and die, I think it was more like, well, we just don't want to be outside the mainstream. We don't want to be seen as wacky.
They already don't like us.
That's what I don't get. We know we're not going to be liked, so why are we kissing up to the media or kissing up to whoever? But I just feel like a lot of churches did not meet because they wanted to go along and get along. And everybody else is doing it. But you would think the church would be the one place that we wouldn't do that.
Especially after it became clear that these procedures were doing
nothing. All worthless.
That's right.
It says, never mind your stupid freedom. Don't you want to do the right thing? Never mind the coming together and worshiping together. Don't you want to do the right thing? Listen here, baby. Yeah, it's all about what the right thing is.
Lockstep, yeah.
Hey, Red Top's here. We're going to get to him in a few minutes. We'll be back.